Welcome back, everybody. It's D Sizzle here, back at it again with another Sports Talk podcast episode. Today we'll be going over Sunday's NFL matchups and going over tonight's Monday Night Football matchup. So let's get started. The Buccaneers rolled through the Panthers 46-23 off an impressive performance from Tom Brady, throwing for three touchdown passes and over 300 yards passing. But the story of the game was Ronald Jones' 98-yard touchdown run, which is the longest in franchise history, and only the fourth running back to get a 95-plus yard touchdown on the ground in NFL history. I figured Tampa Bay would roll back and bounce back in this game, beating another division rival. The Panthers just looked lost. Christian McCaffrey out. The Buccaneers get back on their winning ways and improve to 7-3. Still at a high pace in the NFC playoff picture and in the NFC South especially. The Browns beat the Texans 10-7, a very low-scoring affair. Fewest points in a win for the Cleveland Browns in a W since Week 8 of 2012. Now, the story was the Browns' defense stepping up in this game when it mattered. Deshaun Watson only throwing for 163 yards and a touchdown pass. But Baker Mayfield did not turn over the ball. He threw for 132 yards, but he didn't turn over the ball, which was very important and pivotal for this much needed win for the Browns. Now Nick Chubb came back from injury, bounced back, and rushed for 126 yards. And Kareem Hunt also rushed for 104 yards. The Browns' run game is very lethal. Very good 1-2 punch in the backfield. Now, a much-expected needed win for the Browns as they improve to 6-3. The Detroit Lions beat the Washington football team in a classic 30-27 as the Lions were up 24-3 but almost lost the lead, as Alex Smith had a great game, throwing for over 350 yards passing. But at the end of the day, Matt Prater hit a 59-yard game-winning field goal as time expired, as Detroit comes away with the victory. The Green Bay Packers beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-20 in a very close call. Although the Packers are 7-2, to start the season for the second straight season, it came in an ugly fashion. Rodgers threw an interception for only the third time this season, but he did throw a touchdown pass. He threw two of them, actually. 325 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception to be exact, and he rushed for a touchdown. Now, as far as Aaron Jones, only had 46 yards on the ground. Devontae Adams had 8 catches for 66 yards and a touchdown. Marquez Valdez-Scantling had 4 catches for 149 yards and a touchdown. As the Packers' offense turned over the ball twice, it was an ugly win for the Packers, but nonetheless, it's a win at the end of the day. They improved to 7-2. The New York Giants beat the Philadelphia Eagles 27-17. The first two-game winning streak of Daniel Jones' career, I believe, as he came away with 244 yards passing and also ran for a touchdown on 64 yards on the ground. The Giants, their run game looked very good. All in all, it was 117 yards between Wayne Gillman and Daniel Jones, along with another 34 from Alfred Morris, topping 151 yards on the ground. Darius Slayton, 93 yards receiving. Sterling Shepard, 47 yards receiving. Golden Tate, 44 yards receiving. Now, as far as the Eagles' offense, Carson Wentz only threw for 208 yards. The offense just couldn't get going for the Eagles as they fall short and fall to 3-5-1, but somehow still lead the NFC East. It's hard for me to say. The Steelers roll through the Bengals 36-10. Pittsburgh's won 10 straight against the Bengals. The Steelers improved to 9-0, the last undefeated team in the league, Folks, I've said this all season long, that the Steelers look like the best team in football. Ben Roethlisberger had his best game of the season, throwing for 333 yards and four touchdown passes, two to Chase Claypool, one to Dante Johnson, and one to Juju Smith-Schuster. The Steelers' offense was just clicking at all cylinders, and the defense also, as usual, clicked on all cylinders. Joe Burrow only passed for 213 yards and threw a touchdown pass to T. Higgins, who had 115 yards receiving on seven catches. The Steelers' defense, all in all, man, is just phenomenal. T.J. Watt had two sacks. Robert Spleen had a sack. Bud Dupree had a sack. The best pass-rushing combo in football combined for three sacks. And six tackles. Three tackles for loss. The Steelers' defense is just very elite, man. Mika Fitzpatrick had six tackles. Terrell Edmonds had five tackles. This defense is just something not to mess with. They improved to 9-0. The Steelers are still the best team in the NFL in my eyes. They rolled through the Bengals. An instant classic. The Cardinals beat the Bills 32-30 on a Hail Mary from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins with only 2 seconds left. Folks, what have I said these last few weeks? Kyler Murray is a special quarterback. He's an MVP candidate right now. And what did the Texans do? They trade away the best receiver in football to a really young quarterback like Kyler Murray. That was just, it's just mind-boggling what the Texans did. And now look at DeAndre Hopkins. He's the hero in Arizona. Wins the game for him. Gets them to the top of the NFC West. It's just amazing for what the Cardinals offense can do. Kenyon Drake had 100 yards on the ground. Kyler Murray had 61 yards on the ground, two touchdowns rushing, 245 yards passing in a touchdown pass. And a weird-looking interception as Larry Fitzgerald drops his first pass in 2 years. Ended up being an interception for Kyler Murray. DeAndre Hopkins totals, 7 catches, 127 yards, and that touchdown catch at the end of the game. Mind you, he caught them between three defenders. That was just amazing. The best play of the season by far. If anybody can make that throw out of the few quarterbacks in the league that can make that throw, Kyler Murray is one of them. And it's just amazing to watch Kyler Murray. I love watching him on a weekly basis. It's absolutely amazing. The Raiders blow out the Broncos 37-12. The Raiders have won 5 straight home games versus Denver. Drew Lock threw 4 interceptions. 4 interceptions to this Raiders defense. Jeff Heath got 2 picks. Carl Nassib got an interception. And Nick Kowalski got an interception. Jeff Heath also had 2 passes defensed. Kowalski had 2 passes defensed. And Nicholas Morrow got 2 passes defensed. And you got 4 people who tied for 1 passes defensed. Nicholas Morrow got a sack. Max Crosby got a sack. The Raiders defense just dominated Denver all day long. Derek Carr only threw for 154 yards. He hasn't been putting up amazing eye-popping numbers, but Derek Carr is doing just enough to win football games, which is, at the end of the day, which is all that matters. Josh Jacobs, 112 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns rushing. Devontae Booker, against his former team in Denver, rushed for 2 touchdowns and 81 yards rushing on 16 carries. Raiders rolled through the Broncos, continue to be in that AFC wildcard mix. Should be very interesting for the Raiders going forward. The LA Rams beat the Seahawks 23-16. The Rams have won 5 out of their last 6 against the Seahawks. Seattle's defense, man, just needs to improve dramatically. They have such playmakers on their defense, but yet they allow the most out of any team in that league. I thought when they acquired Carlos Dunlap from the trade deadline that the Seahawks would have an instant boost in their defense as far as their pass rush and their run defense. I was wrong on that one. The Rams just look like they can do anything on this defense. Jared Goff threw for 302 yards. Malcolm Brown rushed for 2 touchdowns, along with Daryl Henderson, who rushed for 1. Now it's just Darius Williams had 2 interceptions off of Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is just falling off his MVP level play from the start of the season, and it's just falling even worse. Russell Wilson is, I believe, is no longer an MVP candidate anymore. Just the numbers he's putting up. Throwing interceptions, not getting his offense into the end zone, his defense playing like how they are. The Seahawks need a lot of help with the short week coming up playing the Cardinals on Thursday night. They need a lot. It's a lot of help needed. Now, as far as the Saints, they beat the 49ers 27-13, but it comes at the cost. Drew Brees has rib fractures and will miss significant time. Unfortunate for the Saints. It looks like Jameis Winston will get the reins next week. And we'll probably see more of Taysom Hill at quarterback, more than usual. Who knows? We'll see. But the Saints still lead the NFC South at the end of the day. They improved to 7-2. 49ers lose 3 straight. Not much you could say about them. They're just done. Now, as far as the Miami Dolphins... in the Chargers game, the Dolphins won 29-21. The Dolphins are 6-3 for the first time since 2001. Rookie quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is 3-0 as a starter for the Miami Dolphins. Very impressive to watch Tua play. I like watching Tua play. I like him leading this offense. The Dolphins just look more in sync than they did with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Tua is cool, calm, and collected. And the defense of Miami is very, very slept on. They're a top 10 defense in the NFL for a reason. Brian Flores, like I said before, give him an impressive round of applause for the job that he has done in Miami. Miami's next 3 games, they're at Denver, at the Jets, and they're at home against the Bengals. The Miami Dolphins have a big chance to win the AFC East at this point. The Bills are struggling. They lost yesterday to the Cardinals. I mean, they're going to have these two teams are going to grind it out for the AFC East title. But the Dolphins defense in general just looks amazing. They have playmakers everywhere. Eric Rowe, Byron Jones, Kyle Van Noy, Shaq Lawson, Xavier Howard. The Dolphins' defense just isn't talked about enough. And it's an impressive unit. Absolutely amazing. The Dolphins just keep rolling through. Justin Herbert didn't play bad yesterday, though. Threw for 2 touchdowns, threw an interception, passed for 187 yards. The Chargers' offense isn't the problem. It's just the defense of the Chargers is just horrible. They need to get that corrected. If they're even to have a remote chance of anything, which is very unlikely. The New England Patriots win their 2nd straight game, winning on Sunday Night Football against the Baltimore Ravens 23-17. Baltimore scored fewer than 20 points for the first time in the last 32 games. I thought last week when they played the Colts, they struggled. And I thought in the back of my head, maybe this team's finally starting to rattle a little bit. It showed last night. Cam Newton yesterday threw a touchdown pass for the first time in how many weeks? Passed for 118 yards? Jacoby Myers passed for a touchdown for Pete's sake. I mean, the Ravens lost to the Patriots? I just think... the AFC North is Pittsburgh's. Like, I thought it was going to be competitive. But Baltimore's offense is just looking to break apart. It's not looking like how they did last year where they dominated the league. Lamar Jackson passed for 249 yards and tossed 2 touchdown passes with an interception and rushed for 55 yards. It's just the Ravens just don't look in sync offensively. and their defense isn't playing up to the standard that we all held them up to in preseason, or in the offseason, I'm sorry. It just rattles me how the Ravens can go from high expectations to playing like this. They got to correct it if they're going to be even any remote threat in the AFC. Now, tonight's matchup, we got Monday Night Football, Minnesota versus Chicago at Soldier Field. The Vikings look to win their second straight, their second straight game against the Bears team who has lost three straight. Kirk Cousins is 0-9 on Monday Night Football. Will he win his first Monday Night Football game of his career? If he can play well, avoid turnovers, Dalvin Cook run like how he has been the last 2 weeks, and I'm sorry, the Vikings are looking for their third straight win. I just remembered, my brain's in a fog, so don't mind me. I watched a lot of games yesterday, so. Now, as far as the Bears are concerned, they just need to come together as a unit and play great and play good football and bounce back and go back to the winning ways, how they were winning earlier in the season. Because the Bears need this. They're still close in the NFC wildcard race. They're like the only NFC team that's looking in, that has a chance remotely. So, should be an interesting matchup tonight. It's going to be a big outcome for either team, whoever wins. It's going to be interesting to watch. I'm looking forward to it. Now, that is it for today's episode. This is all out. Have a great day, everybody.